So what, besides ghosts, was the electromagnetic frequency reader detecting? And could there have been another explanation for things lurking in the dark?
Well, I mean, the Earth's own electromagnetic field is constantly fluctuating. That could easily have had an effect. Any bits of electronic equipment that were around will also affect the electromagnetic field. And the idea, obviously, with a thermal camera is that you will kind of pick up any heat sources. And it's interesting that what happens here, any kind of anomaly whatsoever is taken as evidence of paranormal activity. So if the thermal camera or a digital thermometer seems to indicate either an increase or a decrease in temperature, that or people report that they feel an increase or decrease in temperature, then that's taken as evidence of the paranormal. And if the technical equipment actually supports the subjective impressions, that's taken as paranormal. And if it doesn't, that's taken as paranormal. It's anything that's slightly odd. You know, even if a kind of light bulb goes or some piece of equipment doesn't work, that's evidence of paranormal activity. Whereas in any other context, you wouldn't take it as such. Now, the electronic voice phenomenon is one of my absolute favourites. The basic idea here is that if you take a piece of kit that to record, either just place it in a reputedly haunted location or record from a radio set between channels, it's claimed that you can actually record spirit voices. And there are lots of examples on the internet that people can have a listen to. What you'll typically find with a lot of these clips is that you can't actually really make out what they're saying until someone tells you. So they're very short, typically. They're very poor quality. Sometimes, of course, people have actually unintentionally recorded real living people rather than just these kind of random background noises that sound a bit speech-like. Well, I did a daytime TV show a few years back where the paranormal investigator was proudly playing his EVP, and there's no doubt at all, it really was definitely someone singing Celine Dion songs, and it was definitely pretty terrifying. I just don't think it was a ghost, that's all. It's just the power of what psychologists call top-down processing. When you have a particular expectation, then those ambiguous sounds seem to sound very much more like what you have been told to expect.
So many people claim to have seen things like glasses fly around, things like that. Has anything at all like this ever been captured in a sort of scientific controlled experiment?
Not in a scientific controlled experiment. There are loads and loads of YouTube videos that apparently show objects moving, pieces of furniture and so on and so forth. But that stuff is so easy to fake that unless it was done in under properly controlled conditions, I really wouldn't find it very convincing.
Now, we put this to Facebook.
Some years ago, I was having a very restless night's sleep and I suddenly felt compelled to look at my bedside clock. It was 8 minutes past midnight. The next day, I had a call to say my father had died. I asked when, and it was just after midnight. Is that a coincidence?
It could well be a coincidence. Sadly, people pass away all the time, and their loved ones will have looked at clocks. So sometimes it's going to happen that the time they happen to look at the clock corresponds to the time. Coincidence seems the most likely explanation to me.
I was about 15, staying over at a friend's. We were on the sofas in a caravan sleeping. I awoke after a few hours to see a man standing in the kitchen area just a few feet away. I saw him in such detail. He wore dirty, old, ripped clothes, had potato sack-type material for shoes tied with string, and I could even see the dirt under his fingernails. So could this have been a ghost? Is there anything scientific regarding apparitions in such detail?
Could well have been an episode of sleep paralysis by the sound of it. It's very common to see figures of people. Sometimes they're kind of monstrous, demonic figures. Other times they might look like people that we know.
Chris French from Goldsmiths University in London, offering up an explanation for a few of your creepy queries.